From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Are Beeston doing a survey?
They are. It's a big day, though, today, isn't it? Vaccine passports, border announcements. Honestly, Mike, be still my beating heart. What a day. But let's eschew all that and focus on the global conversation that is inflation. Lots of evidence of this surge of inflation here in New Zealand that's contributed to a pretty significant resetting of interest rates locally. So we've had this big lift in wholesale rates, and we've seen the start of the removal of the pandemic, the emergency settings of monetary policy, with a 0.25% move higher in the official cash rate. Expectations of much more to come. Now, Mike, the next big official event in the world of interest rates and inflation is released next week of the RBNZ monetary policy statement. So that's the last RBNZ sort of monetary policy event until February. The thing is, Mike, we've talked about this potential self-fulfilling nature of inflation. So if you think prices are going to rise, you're far more accepting of companies raising their prices. So there's less resistance to price rises to wage inflation. And this occurs on the way up for inflation, but also on the way down. It feeds in itself. Now, yesterday, the Reserve Bank released the survey that they do on inflation expectations. It's all about where you expect inflation's going to be. So this is a pretty important piece of data, and it's the last real input prior to the RBNZ monetary policy statement next week. So what did it tell them? Well, no surprise in the direction of the move. So future inflation expectations continue to rise, and substantially as well. So households on average expect inflation in a year's time to be 4.5%. It was previously 3.8%. Now, this is the highest we've seen this in 10 years. And remember, the RBNZ mandate is to keep CPI inflation between 1 and 3. The midpoint of that is 2. So expectations at 4.5%. You could say that falls somewhat outside of the range. Now, funnily enough, there's a question there about mortgage holders, for mortgage holders as well, the number of people who are extremely worried about making the next mortgage payment. That's actually fallen, Mike, and that on the same day we saw further mortgage rate increases from ASB Bank, or released on the same day we saw that. I think that response probably reflects a very buoyant labour market, but the inflation genie very much out of the bottle. So does this play into the RBNZ? How does this play into the RBNZ decision next week? Well, Mike, it's all about the magnitude of the move. That's hard to call. Is it 25 or is it 50? You referenced before the Reserve Bank governor the Reserve Bank of Australia governor. He was on the wise yesterday. He's pretty dovish. Still says interest rate rises are unlikely before 2024. They might go up in 2023. Now, if our governor is of the same mindset, then 25 points next week is and a clear signal of further moves could be the go.
Okay.
If he is.
What if it's 50 points? Now, Napier, yeah. They did well.
Yeah. So shipping costs, COVID disruptions, supply chain issues. How is Napier Port tracked in the middle of all that transportation drama? This was their result yesterday. Pretty good, Mike. Pretty good. Good final dividend. Investors love dividends at the moment. 5.2% improvement in net profit. The company sweetened the Christmas season with a dollop of festive spirits for workers, with a $2,779 bonus for all workers. Nice work, well done. Record log exports, 3 million tonnes for the year. Container services also a key contributor. The outlook statement, that was very important. That was positive as well. They still see strength in log exports, which is good. Still no cruise ships expected in next year. Now, the share price up 8 cents to $3.06. That's good because the share price has been under quite a lot of pressure, Mike, but it's all about that our release date from the Auckland prison today, isn't it?
Exactly. So, congratulations. Yeah. I think you might be a bit disappointed today with that announcement, by the way. What is the what are the numbers?
The US market looking good. So we've seen you referenced also some of those sort of good economic numbers there. 36,278 on the Dow. It's up 190 points, so 0.5% gain there. S&P 500 also up 0.5%, 4,705. And the NASDAQ up 0.68%, 15,961. The FTSE 100 overnight lost 25 points, 7,326. The Nikkei up 31, 29,808. Shanghai Composite lost 12, 3,521. The Aussies lost 50 points yesterday on the ASX 200, 7,420. We lost 62 points in the NZX 50. That's 0.48%, closing at 12,902. Kiwi dollar a little bit weaker this morning, Mike, 0.6998 against the US, 0.9512 Aussie, 0.6174 Euro, 0.5210 pounds, 80.19 yen, gold $1,855.88, and Brent crude steady $82.52.
Have a great day, mate. JMOWealth.co.nz. Andrew Kelleher.